Hey everyone, welcome to the very first episode of our Deep River Rock Belfast City Marathon Getting to the Start Line podcast. My name is Emer, I'm Senior Events Officer with Belfast City Marathon, and today I'm joined by Maeve Colgan, Head of Income Generation for our official charity partner Cancer Focus Northern Ireland. Maeve, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. Can you start just by telling us a little bit about Cancer Focus Northern Ireland?
Yes, thanks Emer for having me. Yes, of course. So Cancer Focus Northern Ireland is a local cancer charity and it was started over 50 years ago in 1969. So we have four main areas of work and they are care services, our cancer prevention work, cancer research and policy and advocacy work. So I'll tell you a bit about each of those areas. In care services, we provide care and support for cancer patients and their families. So we have a range of services, including art therapy, counselling, family support, bra fitting, a driving service. We have a patient choir. We have an information and support helpline and creative writing and journaling groups as well. So this area of work is really important because it not only supports the cancer patient, but also looks after the family members and their friends too. The next big area of work that we do is our cancer prevention work. And this is all about educating and informing the public that up to 50% of cancers can be prevented if you maintain a healthy lifestyle, if you have regular checks, and if you use the screening services. So the cancer prevention services are provided by our team at things like health fairs. They go into workplaces, they go to community groups, they go into schools. And also we have our Keeping Well vans, which are mobile health clinics where people can just jump on board and get a health check and receive information and support on healthy living. We also support world-class and cutting-edge research here in Northern Ireland into the causes, the treatments and prevention of cancer. Many cancers previously thought to be incurable are now being treated successfully as a result of this important work. So we fund translational cancer research in Queen's University in Belfast, and this applies findings from the lab directly into working clinical environments. So finding practical applications of the research undertaken, and we believe this is, you know, a huge important area of work is cancer research in Northern Ireland. And finally, we campaign for better health policy to protect our community and its future. We are in regular contact with the local MLAs up at Stormont to lobby and campaign, as well as informing them, the politicians, on cancer prevention and the care services in Northern Ireland. So we're about 90% dependent on fundraising. So we do rely heavily on the generosity and of the general public to help us to continue our work.
So there really is such a wide range of services offered, a really worthwhile cause. You mentioned there just about fundraising. How do events play a vital role in your fundraising? And I suppose, how has the pandemic affected this?
Well, events play a huge role in fundraising and they would usually bring in about half of our overall fundraising income. But as you can imagine, when COVID hit last year, we were desperately worried that we would not survive, to be honest. And we honestly thought we would have to close our doors because all our events were cancelled and all our charity shops were having to close as well. So, you know, every year Cancer Focus supports about 6,000 cancer patients and their families and their carers in Northern Ireland. So, as I said before, we're about 90% dependent on fundraising. But because we had to cancel all our events last year and close our charity shops, we face an 80% loss of income. So COVID-19, you know, not even the impact on us as a charity, but it's had such an awful impact on cancer patients. You know, treatments have been delayed, clinics have been cancelled, and that's not to mention, you know, the anxiety, the stress, the loneliness that patients and their families feel. You know, during lockdown, cancer screenings were suspended and GP referrals for suspected cancers were down about 76%. So we know that there'll be a wave of patients facing late diagnosis and more complex treatment down the line. And we really need to be there to support those people facing those difficult times now and down the line in the future. But, you know, due to our fundraising being hit so badly, we were honestly facing a crisis unlike any that we've ever known before in our 50-year history. You know, for each day of lockdown, there's another 36 people will get told that they've got cancer in Northern Ireland. And those cancer figures are rising year on year. So that's why every penny that's raised for Cancer Focus is so extremely valuable and greatly appreciated. We just simply couldn't do it without the generosity of local people.
So I suppose now more than ever, you really do need the support to sustain the charity and to support cancer patients and their families and carers. So how can people support Cancer Focus Northern Ireland, and where do their donations go to?
Yeah, Eimear, absolutely. It's now more than ever, you know, people, we really need people's support. So, you know, if people want to sign up and run and walk for Cancer Focus, they can do that, you know, at the Belfast City Marathon website and, you know, select Cancer Focus as your chosen charity. Then we will be in touch with your T-shirt and your event pack. And in that, there's lots of hints and tips on how to fundraise. And we'll be there every step of the way to help all those people who want to raise money for us. So as I said, you know, one of our key areas of work that we do is cancer research, and all the money that's raised for Cancer Focus at this year's virtual half marathon and 5K, as I said, will go towards our immunotherapy research at Queen's University. So, you know, despite COVID, we believe it's still really important that we keep funding groundbreaking research in Northern Ireland. And recently, immunotherapy has brought very welcomed advances to the treatment of lung cancer and malignant melanoma. So previously, those two cancers would have had, you know, very few treatment options and a high mortality rate. But with the use of immunotherapy as a form of treatment, thankfully that's changing that. So now cancer patients that have been diagnosed with malignant melanoma and lung cancer are starting to feel and see the difference of that immunotherapy treatment. So there are actually some indicators that immunotherapy treatment with slight adaption may be successfully used to treat esophageal and pancreatic cancer as well. So anyone that's experienced any of those cancers will know that usually they're diagnosed quite late, and also they have a high mortality rate. So if successful, you know, that this research that we're funding, the new immunotherapy work that they're looking at has the potential to save so many lives here in Northern Ireland and across the world. So that's where the money that people are raising is going towards for the Belfast City Marathon this year.
So we're really talking about saving lives here. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks, Maeve. So normally on race day, Cancer Focus NI are across the streets of Belfast with cheer stations to provide support and encouragement along the way, and at the finisher village to welcome participants across the finish line and share in their elation. How would you encourage families and friends within their bubbles to safely support participants in our upcoming virtual half marathon and 5K event?
Well, you know, this is our favourite part of race day, to be honest. We absolutely love it. In the past, you know, we've had all our cheer stations along the route, and we cheer and we shout and we sing and anything to help encourage the runners along the route. And we also would have had our celebration marquee at the finisher village to welcome all those tired runners in for a cup of tea and a biscuit, just to say well done to them. So we miss it in May, but we would encourage everyone to take part and get involved in keeping this tradition going and making the effort to encourage and celebrate all the runners and walkers and their achievements. So we were thinking, you know, people could record messages of support to their loved ones and play it at the end of like a virtual finish line for them. And they could design banners, you know, with things like, oh, congratulations, mum or dad, or well done to their brothers and sisters or any of their loved ones, and, you know, say how proud they are of them, and have these at the finish line, you know, at their house, at the gate of the driveway or in the park, wherever the safest place is to have them. You know, have a finish line tape that the runner or walker can go through when they finish is always a nice idea. And we always think kids, especially young kids, just love instruments and whistles and bells to make lots of noise, you know, on the route on marathon day. So why not make your own bam bam sticks, or get out a saucepan and a wooden spoon and bang them together to cheer your loved ones on across the finish line? anything that provides atmosphere and creates the feeling of celebration, because runners and walkers really appreciate that, and it'll really help them when they find it getting tough on the route and they know that that's waiting for them at the finish. It'll just help them push through that tough block. We also have said to runners in the past, it's a great idea to ask your friends or family, you know, to pick out songs that mean something to them and then put them in a playlist, or record some messages of support for your loved ones that they can listen to when they're going around the route, you know, when they're walking or running. Just whatever you can do in a safe way, because we know that any encouragement at all is so helpful, and it makes such a huge difference to the runners, in particular just to push them onto that finish line.
Some great ideas there, Maeve. Thank you. And as you say, the runners and walkers really, really appreciate it. So we can't wait to see what everyone comes up with. Some really great ideas. Maeve, thank you again for joining us today for our first ever podcast. And thank you to those listening. We really hope you've enjoyed it. If you're interested in registering for either our virtual half marathon or 5K, please visit www.belfastcitymarathon.com and be sure to choose Cancer Focus Northern Ireland, our official charity partner. We can't wait to race with you again safely, but in the meantime, please take care and the very best of luck with your training.